This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Health Seekers, a show where two mortal men with extraordinary curiosity and decades of experience work on your behalf to seek truth in the overlapping realms of body, mind, and spirit. The goal? Empowering you to achieve the highest levels of excellence. Dr. Dan Pompa, renowned expert in cellular health, and longtime health and fitness expert Phil Kaplan come together for a show that demands your full attention. Join Dan, Phil, and guests from around the planet sharing enlightenment and insight all aimed at the best you've ever seen. This is an interactive broadcast. Call in with thoughts, questions, or comments. Now, Dr. Dan Pompa and Phil Kaplan turning on the heat, kicking up the dust, and finding the truth you deserve.
Man, there are actually people, and I would say a great many people, who hate their jobs. What a horrible fate that would be to know that you're in this career, and I'm sure some of our listeners do, but I'm just thinking about it. And there was a time I had a job for BBDO Advertising Agency. This was right out of college on Madison Avenue in New York. And, man, I hated that job. I wanted it, but I hated that job so badly. So you know what I did? I quit. And eventually, like, you find your place. I'm not encouraging anyone to quit their jobs, but I'm just thinking, I love this. I do. I mean, hanging out with Dr. Pompa, sharing the truth, empowering people, what could be better except being the host of a late-night TV show? Like, Jimmy Kimmel,
yeah,
he's right. Got a good gig.
I think that all the time.
And you know what? Gig. What's funny is we do a lot of things together, seminars, webinars. And, Dan, most of what we do, I know we did a webinar the other day, and the voice came on because we were chatting for a while, right? And he goes, I love the banter between you guys. You're like old friends. Like, no, this is just what we do, right?
Right.
So, hello, Dr. Pompa.
Yeah, what's happening? Yeah, no, exactly. They couldn't believe that we could carry on such a humorous conversation right before a webinar.
Can you imagine, though, like going to work every day and dreading it? You know, like looking forward to the weekend because I hate work.
Yeah. You know, I remind when these people that are stuck in traffic for an hour, whatever, some 2 hours, I don't know, and they drive to work every day. They get there. They sit at a cubicle for 8-10 hours. Then they come home and they do the traffic thing again. They come home, eat, go to bed, and they do it the next day. I can't even imagine. Can't imagine.
And I'm sure that there are some people who really love that life. So, you know, I don't want to condemn it. I'm just saying when you hear people complain about that, you feel like saying, do something about it, right? Because if you know something's wrong in your life, that's the advice. Do something about it. And I've never been one to complain. And I have limited tolerance for people who complain about things they can change, right? There are people who have entered my life that really become emotional drains. Now, there are incredible, wonderful people in my life, and I love every one of them, and I love the opportunity to meet new people all the time. But there are some that are sort of chronics, and they try to take your energy. They want you to get in there with them. They want you to go, yeah, this really stinks. But the truth is, I try to change them, and if I can't, I get away from them. Because I don't need those kind of drains. Because if there's something in your life that you're not happy with, change it. And Dr. Pompa, you meet a lot of people who have something in their life that they're not happy with, but this is the challenge. They don't know how to change it, or worse yet, they don't even know what it is. Now, I'm not talking about a job now. I'm talking about the way they feel, which is even worse. People come to you and say, Dr. Pompa, help me. And you ask what's wrong, and they give you a list of symptoms, but the truth is they don't know what's causing it. They're reaching out to you because they want to change it, but they don't know how. And there are some things that are making people sick that are common. I don't mean these are like rare things, not like a space meteor. These are earthly things that are common that to you, you identify and you go, here's what's going on with you. Or you try to solve the mystery and eventually you land somewhere. But this is the scary part. Most doctors don't.
Right. True.
Just rattle off a few of those things. Because we've spoken about things like mold. We've spoken about metals. But those are just a handful. What are some of the things that you meet people and they're puzzled and they're sick, and then you go, okay, you know what? This is what you're dealing with. And they go, really?
Well, I have what I call the three amigas: molds, metals, and hidden infections. Now, we talked about glyphosate as being in this group because glyphosate is that chemical that they're spraying on all our food. Just to remind you, we did this in the past show. It makes all of these things worse, right? The neurotoxins cross into the brain and the nerves even more in the presence of glyphosate. But these, today's topic, hidden infections. This is another big reason, Phil, why people still don't feel well. Despite, and by the way, I get these calls every day. Well, Dr. Palmer, look, I change my diet. I'm eating better. You know, I'm exercising. I'm doing just about everything everyone tells. I have spent thousands, if not $100,000 on doctor fees. This, and yet I still don't feel well. And those are the comments that I hear all the time. And hidden infections could be why you still don't feel well. Hidden infections could be why you have migraine headaches. Hidden infections could be why you have joint pain. Hidden infections could be why you have stomach issues, anxiety, sleep problems, just fatigue, lack of energy. Hidden infections could be the reason. Could be metals, and it could be mold, but these hidden infections could be the reason. And Phil, let me just throw three of the most common out there. Lyme disease, huge, massive epidemic. Does it even exist? Some say it doesn't. The second one, root canals, 41,000 root canals procedures done every day, 25 million root canals performed every year. How could they be unsafe? Well, you'll find out. Could be why you don't feel well. And lastly, cavitations. Well, these are these in your jaw infections. Well, wouldn't my dentist know? Wouldn't I have pain if this is the reason why I don't feel well? Well, no, not true. You typically have no pain with either. You don't even know they're there. But it could be the reason why you still don't feel well.
You know, we're going to talk about each one of those things at some length. But I'm just having a thought as you're talking about that. Aren't the culprits living? In other words, when you talk about a bacterial colony that has mm-hmm. inhabited a literal hole in your jaw.
Yeah.
Aren't they living? I mean, I have right now in the back of my home, I have a little bit of like a deck, and it's made out of pavers, you know, those little bricks. And just last week, all of this dirt came up from the ground and is just, it's coming out of holes. Right. And really what it is, it's ants underground, right?
I saw those when I was there.
I said,
you got a problem here, Phil.
Well, and I keep trying all of these natural things to get rid of them. Cedar wood oil. I mean, there's a lot of different solutions. And I guess it's sort of it's a me versus them. But there are living things underground and you don't see them, right?
Until one day.
Isn't it kind of similar that you've got these living things? I mean, when you talk about infections, bacteria, these are organisms living in your body, right?
Well, yeah. Let's take that to the next level. I mean, people never know they have termites, and then all of a sudden, one day, a wall falls in. Literally.
Right.
I mean, all of a sudden, it's like, oh, my gosh, what happened, right? They ended up, oh, you had termites. Well, how long? Wow, it looks like, I mean, 20 years you probably have these termites. Oh, my God, right? My floors are just falling in now. So good analogy.
Yeah, and, you know, if there were butterflies invading, everybody would go, oh, look, how beautiful. It's only when it's destructive little ugly monsters, right? So, in a sense, there are these things that have become very popular called probiotics, and we understand the gut, and we understand the microbiome, we understand the importance of these probiotics. This is just out of curiosity. I was just thinking this as you were saying it. Is there a treatment using probiotics to get rid of these little guys, or is it just something has to be done surgically?
Not so simple. Not so simple at all for all three. First of all, Lyme disease is a spirochete. Literally, think of it like a little spring, a little spiral. This bacteria drives itself into your tissue, even in some cases into your cell. That's why it's hard to detect. That's why most doctors don't even think it's real. Well, they thought it wasn't real 10 years ago. Now things have changed. However, you know, yeah, it's elusive. Root canals, yeah, you have no pain, nothing. You can't just take a probiotic and put that in your gut. These bacteria are hidden in your body.
All right, so we've got some ground to cover, and we'll do exactly that when we come back. You're listening to me, Phil Kaplan, being joined by the genius of Dr. Daniel Pompa. And we'll be back right after some very exciting words. Don't miss these words.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, Dr. Pompa, you set us up well. We have a lot of ground to cover. You mentioned Lyme disease, root canals, and cavitations.
Ow.
So we started before the break talking about these bad guys, and these are the hidden causes very often of why people are suffering, and we identified them as living things that move into your body, and they do two things. One is they do you harm, but the second thing is they keep you alive. They don't kill you. So if they kill you, they've killed the host, right? So they're very, very insidious. But which one do you want to start with?
Well, let's just start right at the top. Let's start with the Lyme disease because, believe it or not, Phil, there's still debate. There's still debate over Lyme disease.
Well, let me jump in for a minute, and then I'm going to let you run with this because I know you deal with this all the time.
Yeah.
But there are a couple of things with Lyme disease. I'm sure you'll address them. But one is the fact that these little toxins, these little biological creatures get into your nervous system. Lots of people have chronic Lyme disease come across as if they're crazy. And I'm telling you this because I've met them. Right.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You got to realize when the doctor meets the crazy person, that's one. The second challenge is doctors recognize Lyme disease or Rocky Mountain spotted fever. They do. But they recognize it as something that comes from a tick that gets treated with an antibiotic. So that's where the confusion comes in, because it's not thought of as this eternal thing that lives within you. Am I right about that?
Yeah. Believe it or not, there's doctors out there that believe it doesn't even exist. I'm not kidding. But most
believe. See, I don't believe those doctors exist. So
yeah, right, yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, right, they just think it's this crazy thing that crazy people make up. But
right.
Yeah, most believe what you said, though. Most believe that, oh, no, if you take an antibiotic for 8 weeks, a typical one is doxycycline, and your symptoms don't go away, then it wasn't Lyme.
Right.
You had something else, but that is so far from the truth.
You know, I know, well, I'll tell you this. It's my ex-wife's sister, and she had Lyme disease, and she went through major things, including a horrible Herxheimer's, which we don't have to go down that road. But she really lived that, you know, people thinking that she's crazy.
Yeah.
But I think on the other side of that, what's interesting is whenever she meets somebody who says, I'm tired, you know, or I can't think like I used to, she goes, Lyme disease, Lyme disease,
yeah.
Lyme disease. they believe everybody has Lyme disease. So somewhere between the doctor who doesn't acknowledge it and the person who's had it or who has it, who thinks everybody does, is the truth, right?
Yeah.
So get us started understanding that truth.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I couldn't agree more. I mean, we talked about mold, metals, and these things coming together. And, you know, I like to call them the three amigos because typically they run together, these nasty guys, right? And they make people really sick. But look, you know, if someone's out there and they do have joint pain, I mean, I would think that Lyme kind of differentiates itself from heavy metals and even biotoxins from mold, in the sense that there's more pain involved. These spirochetes get in the joints. I mean, yeah, they can get in the organs. They can even get in the brain. You know, I have a poor client, this poor girl from Sweden, and she is just so sick. And, you know, I suspected, Phil, that she had Lyme disease early on, but you always get the, well, I had this test. Okay, yeah, that typically it's a Western blot. They go to their doctor, and that's the test that modern medicine, if you will run and say, oh, you don't have Lyme disease because it comes back. Well, there's a lot of problems with that, Phil. First of all, you know, it really doesn't show chronic Lyme. So if it's an acute exposure, you just get bit by a tick. And we'll talk about that, too, because it's more than just ticks that carry this nasty bacteria. But, yeah, then they say, well, the Western blot's negative, so you're negative. But it's not true. It doesn't show the chronic. So later on, we ran another test, and it showed that she, in fact, did have it. Which I know. But the sad part is she was loaded with heavy metals, too, which complicate this because the Lyme literally hides with and around heavy metals to protect itself from the immune system. I mean, these are intelligent bacteria. So oftentimes when people do say, okay, yeah, you know, we think you have Lyme, they get put on an antibiotic. Oftentimes the antibiotic chases it in to a different phase called a cyst phase, where now it's your immune system can't touch it, or it can even spiral into deeper tissue and hide from your immune system. So, I mean, we're dealing with an intelligent organism. Phil, you said these things are living. They are. They're not just living. They want to survive. I mean, these guys are nasty. People can be chronically sick with Lyme disease for years and years, and as I just mentioned, the testing's horrible. That's what we're up against.
And, you know, I think you'll correct me if I'm wrong. The ideal test for Lyme disease doesn't really exist, right? The ideal clinical test. So somewhere there has to be a subjective analysis. We've got to look at symptoms and do testing as well.
But as you said,
the tests are not always reliable. So we have to look at, you know, history. Where have they lived? There are parts of the country that it's more prevalent than other parts of the country.
Absolutely.
And I think that there's a lot of misdiagnosis. Now, we can't identify all of it because some people are living their life being told they have MS, and maybe they don't, right?
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, Lyme, like we talked about mold, often gets misdiagnosed as MS and other neurodegenerative diseases, by the way.
So if anybody suspects they have it, even if they were told they don't, what's the next step for them? I mean, other than to find a doctor like you who can really start to assess it together with the patient.
There's a new test called an iSpot Lyme. Pretty easy to remember, right? Your standard doctor just won't know of it. And I've learned one thing. They don't like to run tests that they don't know because then they fear not being able to read them or explain them. For that matter, but the iSpot Lyme is the best test going. Like you had stated, there's still no perfect test, but it is a more clever way to spot these guys. And I recommend you get the standard Western blot because you don't know when you've been affected typically. And by the way, the bullseye rash that most doctors say, oh, did you got bit by a tick? Maybe. Don't know. Did you ever have a bullseye rash? Right. It's almost like you get punched with a black and blue mark, and there's a white circle in the middle type of rash that can form. But it only forms on 30 to 50% of the people that end up with Lyme. So that's not a good indicator. The typical symptoms still, chronic fatigue, debilitating, a lot of neurology, just weird nerve stuff, weird pain stuff, small joint pain. Again, I've seen bizarre headaches. Of course, the insomnia, the anxiety, and the crazy stuff that make you seem like your crazy stuff happens. But it's nasty, you know. And like I said, detecting it is not so easy. The average doctor doesn't even know how to treat it because you can't. If it's early on, Phil, you can utilize antibiotics like doxycycline and catch it.
Early on, meaning shortly after you're infected, weeks after you're infected.
Yeah, exactly. The antibiotics work, even maybe months. But once it goes beyond a certain point, the antibiotics will drive it into the cyst phase and drive it deeper into the body and more uncomfortable and more sick.
When I was 17 or 18 years old, maybe a little younger than that, 15 or 16, I worked at the Y camp in the summer. Mm-hmm. And we used to meet at this place in Queens, and the buses would take us out to Long Island, where there was really a beautiful, the premises were incredibly beautiful, but it was a lot of woods and trees. And as soon as the kids would get off the bus, the counselors would spray them because there were ticks.
Mm.
Which is worse? Yeah. Which is worse, risking or being sprayed?
I would sooner risk the ticks because the ticks have to be on you for about 36 hours before they can actually transmit the bacteria. So always check your kids. Always check yourself when you come out of the woods. Always.
So this is the hard thing, is sometimes the believed solution is actually a bigger problem.
We're
going to talk about that as it relates to dentistry, of all things, when we come back.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
All right, we got a lot to talk about. We're halfway through the show, and all we got to cover so far was Lyme disease, and you mentioned three hidden sources of people getting sick, three reasons people don't feel well that they have a hard time getting to. So, Dan, Lyme disease was one of them. There are two others. And these relate to dentistry, right?
Mm. Yeah, talk about a profession. we're gonna get negative calls from dentists after the show. We just have to deal with it. So we might as well hit it straight on.
Imagine I gotta tell you,
imagine being in people's mouths every day.
No, and when I was a kid, my parents used to take me to Dr. Zakim. Dr. Zakim in the Bronx was a cousin of my grandmother. And it was a process to get our teeth drilled, you know, and like my sister and I would play in his house, in Dr. Zakim's house, while my dad was like getting his teeth drilled, you know, and then I'd have to go in and believe it or not, no Novocaine. I was probably a 7-year-old kid and he didn't believe in Novocaine. So it reminded me of the movie Marathon Man. Do you remember that movie where torture? When thinking back, I'm thinking that was torturous. But we, of course, walked out with were these beautiful silver fillings. So number one, I think about, can you imagine being the person who always causes the people who come to you pain, right? That's where dentistry starts. You have to admire the person who's willing to do that. Secondly, like you said, do you want to go into people's mouths every day?
Oh, jeez. You could end up like Willy Wonka, right? Dad was a dentist. He had all his silver teeth. Look what happened to him. You could have been making chocolate for a living.
That's right. And now I think dentists have another issue is people are looking at them going, wait a minute, you're still putting in mercury. You're still putting in amalgams. And now we're going to talk about root canals.
I know.
Let's go, man. I mean, the dentists are not bad people.
You're right. They're not bad people. I was just on the phone yesterday with my dentist, by the way, and some of you heard my story. He drilled out my two amalgams, which led to my downfall, led to my sickness, right? He's changed his ways. And we were on the phone, ironically, just yesterday. And Of course, you know, I remember the day that he thought root canals were good too, and he thought I was just crazy. I'll tell you, dentists are just oblivious, you know, to the health risks of root canals. They really are. So we're not picking on dentists here. You know, they've been taught by their board that these things are fine, and the fact is they're not. You know, and I was, you know, privileged to be, you know, had a lot of seminars with a guy named Boyd Haley and became friends. He spoke at one of my early seminars, and a very bright scientist from University of Kentucky. And he did a study because he's hooked up with a group of what we call biological dentists, and these are the guys that do safe dentistry. By the way, none of them believe that root canals are safe. But it's a very large and growing group across the world, really. And he did a study with them, and they were pulling out what they would call safe root canals, or considered safe, meaning that these people had no symptoms around the root canals, no pain, no any obvious infection, nothing. But these are people who wanted them out for different health reasons. So they were instructed in the study to send their root canals to the University of Kentucky where they were studying them. What they found was shocking. 100% of the root canals contained something. Remember, these were considered the safe root canals, or the untoxic root canals, however you want to put it. 100% contained an anaerobic bacteria. These bacteria, that means that they can survive without oxygen in deep tissue, and they can survive forever. These guys are nasty. We talked about the nastiness of mercury, mold. Well, let me tell you something. Arguably, anaerobes like these bacteria are more toxic. As a matter of fact, they are linked to cancer. Listen, don't take my word for it. Google dangers of root canals, dangers of root canals and cancer, dangers of root canals and fatigue, chronic fatigue, and you will find loads and loads of studies. I mean, I'm telling you, there's studies showing that the cancer on sides of root canals, and I have had to help two different doctors that I was, they both were diagnosed with cancer in their 30s, maybe 40s. Yeah, that's about right. And both of them, we were looking, trying to figure out why. One had throat cancer, one had thyroid cancer. And there was another one, actually, that ended up with breast cancer. So there was actually a third, but that one was a different type of practitioner. But the bottom line was, we couldn't find out what was wrong. I said, do you have a root canal on that, on your right side or left side, whichever side it was, because that was the side of their cancer. And sure enough, they did. And in those two instances, three instances, it was in fact the root canal. The one gal got her root canal out and immediately everything changed. I mean, everything changed. I mean, it was just like dramatic. Her thyroid cancer like cleared up. The doctors couldn't believe it. The throat cancer case, same. The breast cancer case, same thing. I'm telling you, if you don't hear this, please, you have to get to the source of why you don't feel well. But, you know, whether it's cancer, whether it's heart disease, we're not saying we have cures for any of this stuff. The cure is get rid of the cause. I'm telling you, in root canals, it's not my opinion. Root canals are so nasty, these anaerobic bacteria that go along with these things. And I'll explain why, Phil. But these things make people sick, and they are linked to cancer. Look at the articles yourself.
Yeah, see, this too is hard. And thankfully, you're sharing this, and listeners are getting educated and informed. But the reason I say it's hard is you don't know who the experts are anymore. And I mean just the average consumer. And I, right now I'm looking, coming up March 27th through April 2nd is Root Canal Awareness Week. And it's not to tell people the dangers of root canals. This is, I don't know if it's organized by or just being mentioned by the American Association of Endodontists, specialists in saving teeth. And there's a poster I'm looking at right now, and it's very root canal friendly. It's based, the message here is they do it better than they used to. But here's how it's being evaluated as better. Painless, and it saves your teeth. Dr. Papa, are you saying nobody should have a root canal?
Yeah, I'm saying every one of them, according to Haley's studies, were toxic. Hey, listen, many of you listening that follow health know a guy named Weston Price. He was a dentist, actually. He became a guy who researched and traveled the world looking at different cultures and, you know, who was healthy. And he always said that there was the first place you could tell someone was healthy or not was their teeth, right? And he said some other things too, like their eyes. But, you know, looking at their teeth, and this is what the guy did, he made a lot of, you know, assessments based on looking at a lot of people. I mean, the guy was very, very intelligent. If you don't know who he is, Google him. But this is early 1900s stuff. But, you know, he found that every one of these root canal infections later on all had these nasty bacteria. So, look, this is a practice that's been around for a while. This is something that's been criticized for a while, but yet really hasn't made it out there in the mainstream that these things are dangerous, Phil. But they are, and there's a reason.
Yeah, you know, if you do read Weston Price's material, and I encourage you to, you said it. I mean, this is not new. This awareness of the danger has existed for a very long time. It just hasn't made it into the dental mainstream. So, you know, neither of us are experts in dentistry. I can't advise somebody. Maybe you have some insight as to what they should do if a dentist says you need a root canal. I'm not sure what the follow-up would be. But I don't know, based on everything I've read and everything I hear from you, that it's possible without health risk. And that health risk can be chronic and ongoing and very, very difficult to reverse, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things that Weston Price did early on is he convinced a woman who was in the wheelchair, right? She was wheelchair bound and was there. And she convinced her to remove the root canal. He took the root canal and put it into a rabbit. And the rabbit, within no time, ended up with the same crippling arthritis that the woman had and actually died, I believe, you know, within a couple of weeks. So, I mean, that's one of the first things that he did that just, I mean, simple thing, right? I mean, wow, why didn't we think of that? But, you know, that's how nasty this stuff is. I mean, there's a reason, Phil, why every root canal has these anaerobic bacteria. And when we come back, we'll talk about the reason.
You're hearing Dr. Popper and Phil Kaplan on Health Seekers Radio. We'll be back after this.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, Dr. Pompa, I'm going to say what I say every week because we're in the final segment of the show and it just zipped by, but there's too much information to share in an hour, and that's why we do this every single week. And you can also go to healthseekersradio.com and you're going to be able to listen to the shows you missed because you don't want to miss any of them. Because we cover a lot of good stuff. We really do. So the last one, when we started the show, you said there are three reasons or three hidden reasons why people are sick that they don't even know to explore. And one was Lyme disease, the second root canals, and now we've got one left. So let's kind of bridge over there.
Yeah, you know, which is called cavitation. But, you know, just to kind of understand cavitation, you know, root canals, just to finish that topic, is... You know, they go in and they take out an infected root, right? You know, someone has a deep cavity, it starts to get in the root, and hey, we'll save your tooth because it's just too deep, the infection. So they take out the root and they just leave the structure. But it's a dead tooth that's left behind, which, by the way, many people feel that's a problem, leaving a dead part in the body. The immune system always knows it's there. But what happens is they take out the root where the infection is, but there's something called microtubules, which is literally miles, believe it or not, miles of these small tubules that come from the root into your circulatory system, right? Right into your body that bring nutrition into the tooth and, you know, whatever it needs. And these microtubules, these bacteria back up into them. So they come in and they pull the root out and they seal it. But the problem is these microtubules now contain these anaerobes, these anaerobic bacteria, and that's where they sit. So now they're sealed in. Remember, they don't need oxygen to live. So they fester in these microtubules miles long, these tubules, right? I mean, it's hard to believe, but it's true. And that ends up just basically they have access to your bloodstream. They have access to your gut. And a lot of people who have chronic gut problems have these bacteria. Matter of fact, there's been at least, I think, 14 to 17 different anaerobes from root canals in these cavitations that we're going to talk about next that also affect the heart. So a lot of heart disease and circulatory disease is actually related to these bacteria. Matter of fact, there's a great cardiologist that wrote a book called The Roots of Disease. So get the book, The Roots of Disease, and he talks about how root canals are linked to heart disease, atherosclerosis, and a whole host of other diseases. So check out the book, but there's a lot of other information on root canals. So what are cavitations?
Well, you got to stop you and ask a question because this is where I think people get stuck, and I would as well. is if you do go to the dentist and the dentist says you need a root canal, right? You absolutely need a root canal. Is the answer just sacrifice the tooth? Is that the health answer?
Well, yeah, there's a couple options. I mean, you know, look, there's a lot of people trying different things to make a safe root canal, right?
Ozone. Is there such thing?
I don't believe there is to date. Right. I don't want to say it's never going to happen, but I don't look all the ozone, the different things they're trying. I think it gets into the microtubules further, but not all the way. So I don't believe to date it's actually possible. So what are your other options? You can take like I did. I took mine out when I was sick because I didn't know it was wrong, but I read all the research on a root canals and said, man, it's coming out, and took it out. I put what is called a Maryland bridge in. So it's a ceramic bridge that goes from the tooth in front to tooth in back, and you can't tell, but it's a fake tooth. Or there's implants today that are better. Now, some people don't like the titanium posts, but now there's ceramic posts and even fiberglass posts for implants, and that's a tooth that'll last you forever. So I think implants can be safely done today, and they last forever. So there's even a better option. So yeah, I would opt for the gap. I walked around for a little gap there for a couple of years until I had the money to put another tooth in. But those are your options, Phil.
Yeah, I'm thinking of all of the difficult moments this can cause, because imagine you're sitting in your dentist's chair and your dentist says you need a root canal. I mean, this is the beginning of a debate, and I don't want to blame the dentist, because the dentist is educated and overseen by the ADA, and the ADA issues down decisions. And when they say root canals are safe, you know, if you're a dentist and this has been the board that has governed you, I think it takes a lot for a dentist to go, maybe they're wrong. Right. So
right.
I think it's really difficult to be the patient who is in that tug of war with the dentist who is not even aware of this. So we're going to move to cavitations. I want to ask you this. What you're about to talk about, let's start with this. Is your dentist going to be aware of what you're about to share with people?
No, not even the root canals. You know, the root canal is the cash cow of a dental office.
Right.
So for them to give up a root canal, boy, that's, you know, that's. That makes or breaks their financial situation, trust me.
So imagine someone listening goes to the dentist they've gone to for 20 years, you know, tomorrow, and says, I heard this doctor, Dr. Papa, speaking on the air, and he talked about cavitations. The dentist is going to kind of scratch his head and go, don't listen to that show anymore?
Yeah, I bet. You know, this is, unless they're, you know, a biological dentist, as we know them as safe dentists. You know, there's a growing number of dentists who understand this. However, it is the cash cow. And they're going to say exactly what you said. So if you hear this show and you run to your dentist, you better go with some research and listen.
Okay, so knowing that we're limited by time, what we know so far is a cavitation is a hole that bad guys move into. So take it from there.
Yeah, so where do they come from? The cavitations are pockets of infection in your jaw that basically have formed over. So you don't know they're there. Where do they typically come from? Pulled wisdom teeth or pulled teeth. So they pull out a wisdom tooth, and they leave behind part of the ligament that actually holds it in, right? So this ligament is oftentimes not fully removed or removed at all, and it heals over top of it, and then it creates a cavitation, an infection in the jaw that typically does not have symptoms. But I told a story on the break there that, you know, two of my clients that we ended up finding these things. And there's ultrasound methods. You can sometimes see these lucencies on an x-ray. Very difficult on x-ray to see a cavitation. Now they have 3D x-rays that actually work as well, better than a regular x-ray, but very difficult to see. You know, Phil, when you're drilling into your drywall, some of you, if you ever drilled a hole in drywall, you kind of go, and then boom, and it falls in. That's how they used to find them. They would just go in where wisdom teeth were extracted, and they would just make little small holes, and it should be consistent, kind of when you hit the stud, all the way through. But when you have a cavitation, you're drilling in, and boom, it falls in, and then you know there's a cavitation. And they decavitate it. They go in, and they open it up, and they get the infection out and make the bone bleed again and make it well, and then it heals normal again. But that's the procedure, is you have to go in and get rid of these cavitations and infection, sometimes surgically, and that's happened to some clients of mine. So we're going to get some dentistry hate mail, but you know, I'm sorry. Again, these aren't my words. I'm telling you, it's out there. You know, just, you know, Google this stuff. There's a lot of more growing studies, and not from, you know, the outside of the dental community. More and more dentists are doing these studies, and they're out there, folks. Look for yourselves.
Cavitations can be found in any bone in the body, right? I mean, you're speaking about the jawbone, but really it's anywhere there's kind of an untreated hole that these bacteria or pathogens can move into.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm kind of getting stuck in this place where people go to the expert, and their doctor is the expert, and the dentist is the expert. I would say to anybody who's had root canals and teeth pulled, I'm not saying, you know, this is not to scare you and shake you up. But Dr. Papa, you just said something, and this is what I would encourage. You said there's a movement for biological dentistry.
Yeah, I give their website.
Okay, what is the website?
It's IAOMT.org. IAOMT.org. And that is a group of dentists. Now, look, you know, every dentist that puts their name into that organization isn't necessarily a safe dentist. I'm not going to make that claim. Some of them do it because they get a lot of referrals. So I always tell, you know, people, hey, make sure you, you know, look at their website, make sure it's all congruent with the what the IAOMT believes. But that's a good place to start to find a safe dentist.
And what would you say to dentists who are about to get very upset with you? They too should go explore, correct?
Hey, look, my dentist, my friend that, you know, took out my amalgams incorrectly, was on the phone with him yesterday. You know, he doesn't believe in these things anymore. There was a time, just like those listening did. But you know what? He came back some years later after I brought him a stack of research, and he apologized to me. That's a true story. Matter of fact, I think we should have Dr. Grieco on the show sometime, because he'll tell his story of how he investigated these things, dug for the truth. Now, he does not believe in root canals. He understands cavitations, the risks of them, and he definitely doesn't believe in amalgams, and he removes them safely. So, Phil, that would be a great show.
Yeah, I'm going to mention one more website before we go. It's IABDM. I would encourage you to go to both, IABDM.org. Which is the International Academy of Biological Dentistry and Medicine. We're out of time. I hate this, but the good thing is we love what we do, and we'll be back next week doing more. This is Phil Kaplan, Dr. Dan Pompa, Health Seekers Radio. See you next time.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese, featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.